Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smutup and listen.
Hey guys, you might be wondering, hey, what are Riley and Charlotte doing here? Well, we decided that we're going to release one episode of r/smut a month for you guys.
For everyone, yeah. So if you like what you hear, go check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten. Sign up for the, I think it's just called the r/smut tier. $3 a month, and you can hear these episodes once a week. If not, you can just keep listening to us once a month. It's up to you. Whatever you want.
There's lots of good stories, though, on our Patreon. So head on over there. Get up here.
Check it out. Let's dance. For less than one cup of coffee a month, you can
support our families.
Support our families.
We need to put food on our table. Please help.
Not really. Don't help. You don't need to help. But if you want to, you can.
Yeah. Join the fun. Have fun with us. Okay, so our first sweet little Reddit erotica story is titled, No, 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 I'm Jane.
No, no.
So funny to me. This one is a male 20s, female 20s, fan fiction, erotic lactation, adult breastfeeding, hand job, soft sub, dom.
I picked this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want everyone to know Charlotte picked it.
You're welcome.
You know how this story begins. We don't.
Do we? No, I literally don't.
Stay away from me, like a very good wild man, Jane yelled, kicking him away as he approached.
Hold, please. Is this Tarzan erotica?
Holy shit.
God damn it.
I think it is.
No. Okay. I'm scared. Okay.
All right. She scrambled backward along the tree limb she'd been perched on, regretting climbing so high to get a good view of the gorillas below. After being at sea for weeks, then hiking days into the sweltering jungle, there wasn't supposed to be anything that could surprise her anymore. But this man was something entirely different, and she was worried. Jane.
It's Tarzan.
Me. Tarzan.
Jane was a fierce woman, confident and sure of herself even in the hardest times, but calm and composed when challenged. Her father couldn't persuade her to give up on this fool's errand of studying apes in Africa, and the captain stood no chance of convincing her to stay off the ship, even though she was the only woman aboard. As for a husband to dissuade her from following her passions, well, let's just say Jane was yet to meet the man that could keep up with her lust for adventure. No, she was in control and didn't need anyone to tell her what she should or shouldn't do. The jungle man remained perfectly still at the end of the branch, watching her intently. Jane felt his gaze moving up and down her like a tiger stalking its prey. She wasn't used to feeling overpowered, but the energy of this man seemed to wash over her like a wave. He wasn't a big man, but he exuded a large presence standing there in just a loincloth. Tarzan.
Sexy.
It fucking is Tarzan. His lean physique seemed to be perfectly honed to moving around the trees. Gripping the vine he'd climbed down from, Jane could see his bicep tensing and flexing as the slight wind made the tree limb sway. Although his body didn't move at all, her mind wandered briefly as she thought how impressive he was to stand so poised in such a precarious position. She snapped out of it quickly. This was a powerful man, and she needed to be careful.
Tarzan's kind of sexy, though. I won't lie to you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And that soundtrack slaps.
It makes me, every time I hear it, it makes me cry. I don't know what it is. Also, my dad and I dance, my first, like our daddy-daughter dance or whatever was, you'll be in my heart.
Ugh, Phil Collins.
The jungle man released his grip on the vine, letting it swing away behind him, and put both hand knuckles down onto the tree limb. As he crouched there like an ape, Jane was suddenly aware of the humidity. His abs were glistening with sweat, and she could see every rippling muscle in his 8-pack.
Oh my god, not an 8-pack.
Tarzan's ripped. He has to be swinging around like that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of body strength, I feel like.
That is.
My ass would fall straight to the ground like a sack of potatoes. His chest was hairless, which she thought was strange for a man who lived in the jungle, but she preferred that. His shoulders were strong from all that swinging and climbing he must do. He would be strong enough to carry her. No, think clearly. If he could carry her, he could definitely do worse. She made eye contact with him and got swallowed up in the depth of his dark emerald irises. She lingered, looking at him, a mistake because he then started to move toward her. She should know better. Apes consider eye contact to be a threat. Ma'am, this is a man, not an ape.
He's a monkey man. He was raised by apes.
That's true, but does she know that yet? No.
He follows the rules of the jungle.
He moved with elegance, even on all fours, as if he were on flat ground and not way up in the tree canopy. Approaching her slowly, taunting his catch, she already had her back pressed against the tree trunk. There was nowhere to go. Everything she wanted to accomplish would be over in one fell swoop of this strange ape man. No, she wouldn't go down without a fight, so she waited and watched him approach. Her heart was racing. Was this excitement or fear? Fear. She didn't have time to consider it. Instead, she did everything she could to stay still, poised to strike at him the moment he was close enough. All Jade had to do was knock him off balance, and then she could climb back down to safety. The jungle man stalked her, edging closer and closer. This was it. Jade may not be big and powerful, but she could be quick and precise. She made a fist and lashed out at him with a punch aimed straight for his face. She connected. At least she thought she did. Jade may have been quick, but the ape man was quicker. He had easily caught her wrist before she could punch him. What incredible speed, Jade thought. Stop being impressed, Jane. You need to get free. She pulled back her hand, but he didn't let it budge. The jungle man eyed up her gloved fists and tugged at the material, slowly pulling each finger until the glove came away. The glove fell and disappeared amongst the leaves below, giving Jane a stark reminder of how high up they were. She noticed that even though he was gripping her wrist, he wasn't hurting her at all. Such strength combined with complete finesse. Now he was up close, she could see his features much better. His brow wasn't furrowed and angry. He was curious. His glare wasn't manic, he was intense. He didn't seem to be sizing her up at all. It was more like he was examining her. His face wasn't hard or mean at all. There was a gentleness to the way he looked at her. She relaxed her hand, and as she did, so the ape man relaxed his grip on her wrist and let go. He touched the tips of his fingers to the tips of her own. And as he pressed their palms together, a stark realization came across them both. We're the same human.
This happened in the movie.
It did. You caught on so quickly that it was Tarzan. I don't know how you did that.
I don't know.
I feel like right about now is when I would have been like, oh shit.
This is Tarzan.
Although the danger seemed to be evaporating, Jane's heart continued to pound in her chest. Perhaps she was more excited than scared after all. A smile had crept onto the ape man's face. Maybe he's never seen another human before. He grabbed her arm, yanking her away from the tree trunk, and pulled up the sleeve of her dress, examining her elbow. Then she stumbled backward as he took off her shoe and sock, exposing her toes, pulling at each one. He was getting excited, and Jane giggled as the man explored her, comparing her body to his own. She was enjoying him touching her. His hands were rough, but his caress was tender. She didn't feel threatened, even if he could open a coconut with his bare hands. Jane didn't realize her chest was heaving. Was it the humidity making her breathe so fast or something else? Jane, she's a little horned up.
This is where it's veering from the movie, I think.
Yep. The man noticed the movement of her chest and seemed puzzled. He looked down at his own chest, which was certainly not flat, but also not the same as hers. Jane smirked. Maybe we're not exactly the same. Her breasts were only just visible in her dress, but the movement up and down was obvious. Jane decided to take control of the situation, and she reached forward and took the man's head in her arms. He flinched at first, but allowed her to guide him forward. As she did, she turned his head slightly, pressing his ear into her chest so he could hear her heartbeat. It was quick, but having him even closer seemed to calm her nerves a little. She was in charge of the strongest man she'd ever seen, and it brought her huge satisfaction. She could feel the sweat sweat forming between them where their skin was touching. A single bead dripped down her chest, tickling as it went into her cleavage. The man kept his head still and slowly brought up a hand to feel one of her breasts. Jane allowed it to happen, taking his wrists as he had done hers before and guiding his hand. She knew he had never felt a woman before. He cupped her breasts in his hand. It felt heavier than he expected, fuller too. The sensation of his head against her and his hand on her breast made Jane feel wanted. The man could obviously overpower her, but she was clearly in charge, and it turned her on. Acting on the impulse and reaching around, pulling his hips toward her, and she moved her legs apart, allowing him space to cradle in her lap as she sat with her back against the tree trunk. She looked down at him, nestled against her chest with his eyes closed, and realized this was no terrifying jungle man. This was someone who had never known human contact, let alone been held by a woman. He'd probably grown up by himself with the animals, terrified and fighting for survival. Seeing him there against her body, so calm and relaxed, a thought dawned upon her. He's been alone for so long. Nobody has ever shown him love or affection.
Or pussy.
I know. Or booby milk. She said, I'm gonna feed him.
Oh, no.
She reached up slowly, wiped the matted hair away from his face, and she looked into those deep green eyes. Her look was enough to tell him she'd take care of him. Smiling softly and taking her other arm to cradle his head, she began to pull down her dress. It was hot having another body pressed up to hers, and she was covered in sweat, so she had to peel the material away from her breast to expose it. They didn't break eye contact the whole time until she used her elbow to turn his face toward her.
Jane is unhinged.
Jane, girl. With one hand on her breast, she guided her nipple to his mouth, letting their skin connect.
Okay.
That's like her first instinct.
Suck.
Booby. This is my booby. He seemed to have an urge to take her nipple into his mouth and made a move forward. Uh-uh, she cautioned in a playful tone. Not until I say so.
Jane.
What's gonna happen?
He clearly didn't understand her words, but the tone said enough for him to comprehend. Patience. The powerful jungle man lay perfectly still, eyes transfixed on the breast an inch from his face. Jane could tell the anticipation was too much for him, so she waited a second longer, enhancing her own yearning to have him suckle from her.
Ew. Suckle.
I hate that word. Why did she even want him like this? It seemed like such a strange desire.
Yes, ma'am.
One could say. She grabbed the back of his head and thrust her breast into his mouth. It was instinct. The moment her nipple passed his lips, he held his mouth on her areola, allowing her nipple into his mouth, and suddenly began to suck and massage with his tongue in a quick rhythm. The feeling was intense, and she'd never done this before, and didn't know why she felt such a strong urge to have him nurse from her like that. The way he was immediately able to latch on and suckle in a way that made her feel desperately nurturing caught Jane by surprise. I'm sorry. But the way he was immediately able to latch on, yeah, he's a full-grown adult. He's not an infant.
She's like, no lactation consultant needed here. He's got a great latch.
But she thought, of course he knew what to do. He spent his whole life acting on instinct to survive, and this is the most instinctive thing in the world. Sharing something so intensely personal was supposed to be taboo, so why did it feel so good? She loved the feeling of taking control and of nurturing and calming such a dominant man. She pulled her breast from his mouth, holding him close, and began to massage herself. She pressed her hands toward the nipple, not knowing if what she really wanted to happen was even possible.
Her milky's coming in.
As she massaged, the jungle man lay transfixed on her. All of a sudden, she felt a tingling sensation in her breasts. It felt strange, but she liked it. The jungle man's eyes widened as the first drop of milk formed on her nipple.
Ma'am, that is not how lactation works.
That can't be true. No.
A grown man suckled from her teat for 30 seconds and she's like, I make milk now. Ma'am, no.
What the fuck? She's like, let me just massage it a little bit. I know it'll come. I know it will. It hung there for a moment until it dropped onto his chest. He looked back up at her expectantly, knowing he wasn't allowed to just take. She nodded and pressed his head against her chest once more, burying his face in her breast. The feeling was incredible. She could feel him drawing the milk from her. She never thought this was even possible and didn't care how. All she knew was that she wanted to take care of him, and even though they'd not exchange words, he needed her too. The sensation of having her milk sucked out was intensifying. She could see her other breast was beginning to leak. Intertwining her hands in his thick, dark hair, she pulled him off of her. The suction as he came away made some of her milk squirt out on his cheek.
Ew.
Oh my god. She let go of her breast and with the tip of her finger wiped the milk off and onto her own tongue. It was sweet and salty.
Why? Jane.
Jane, this is like wild, honestly.
Jane, this is Disney.
Her other breast was seriously leaking, and a wet patch had formed on her dress. It was almost aching her not having him suckle from that side, too. She shifted slightly, allowing him a little more space in her lap, pulled open her dress completely, exposing both breasts, and pressed him into her again. This time, she looked down at his body. He was truly magnificent. His arms were perfectly sculpted for swinging and climbing. His chest and body were lean and fit. She glanced a little lower to his waist, noticing his loincloth had shifted.
Oh, no.
While holding him against her, she lifted his makeshift underwear away, revealing a rock-hard cock. She smirked, loving how turned on she had made him. She placed her free hand on him and began to stroke him in rhythm to his suckling. He noticed and stopped, not knowing what was going on. "It's okay," she said. "I've got you."
I think she is sexually assaulting Tarzan.
I think, yes, 100%. He has no idea what the fuck is going on. And she's like, "Come here. I'm your mommy."
"I'm just gonna play with your penis.
I'm gonna touch it now." As she leant forward to kiss him on the forehead, dropping her nipple into his mouth again as she sat up, he moaned as she began to stroke him once more. He was clearly enjoying it because his suckling rhythm began to get deeper and longer. Ugh. So she picked up the pace of her strokes. He felt hard and firm in her hand, and she loved it and desperately wanted more from him, but not yet. He would have to wait for that. For now, she was satisfied in showing him who was in charge. She kept up the pace, knowing he was building up to a huge climax. She could feel her milk leaving her. He was sucking harder, trying to get every last drop of milk. His suckling got faster and faster and all of a sudden stopped. Some of the milk in his mouth dripped out and down her breasts. Looking down at his pulsating cock made her sweat even more. His breathing was fast, and she could feel his body quivering in ecstasy. She stroked the back of his head, encouraging him to open his eyes. He was still latched on when she said, "I'm Jane." He seemed to not comprehend, so she repeated, "Jane," while gesturing to her, then pointed at him. He released her breast from his mouth, a little milk still dripping down from the tip of her nipple. He squeezed her breast, squirting a little out. "Jane?" So he just squeezes her boob.
"Jane.
Jane," he said inquisitively, looking up at her. She laughed at the misunderstanding. "No, no, no. I'm Jane. Jane," he repeated, this time pointing at her as she nodded and smiled her confirmation. He took her hand in his own, and as he pressed her palm onto his chest where she could feel his heart beating, he said in a gruff, deep voice, "Tarzan." You know what happens next? Goodness gracious.
Wow. What happens next, though? Because this is not the Disney version. The rest is just, like, the movie.
Fucking. Just fucking in dirt. Oh. Oh, no. Yeah, it's the movie. I don't know. Why don't you participate in this subreddit and give us the other part of the story, Charlotte?
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep up with the... I'll keep up with this and see if maybe there's a sequel. There is a Tarzan 2, is there not?
I think there is, yeah.
It's like Tarzan in Paris or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, and our next story is called The Hypnotherapist, Part 1. Oh, hopefully there's no cliffhanger. We'll see.
I swear.
And the tags are female, male, 30s to 40s, erotic hypnosis, CNC, that is troubling, and blowjob.
What's CNC again?
Consensual non-consent.
Oh, okay, okay. So that's where they're like, where you are consenting, but in the moment you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, but he's like a therapist, I would assume. So like...
Oh, yeah. Yikes. Yeah. Let's see.
Today was a day that she never knew would come. Lisa had a fear of rejection deep-seated from her childhood. Same. Over the years, trauma had built up and put a block between her and the advancement of relationships, and she wanted it to be over and done with. She decided to seek help from a hypnotherapist that came highly recommended, who'd claim he could block out those traumatic memories and enable her confidence to a point where she could command any room she was in. While that wasn't her primary reason for seeking his services, what could it hurt?
I mean, yeah.
She walked through the large glass doors into Dr. Vance's reception area and signed in. The receptionist confirmed her appointment and asked her to fill out some of the paperwork while she waited. The standard insurance forms, of course, but one document was very interesting, as it asked her to circle words that she desired to define her, to build her ideal self. She circled several things, such as secure, confident, beautiful, trustworthy, caring, loving, and responsible. But a few words she circled triggered something within her, like sexy, daring, insatiable, and submissive. What kind of paperwork is this?
I know. Imagine your therapist giving you this paperwork and they're like, what do you want to feel? What do you want to feel about
Do you
yourself?
Feel like you want to be like submissive and breedable or?
Do you feel sexy? Do you want to?
She turned in the paperwork and waited to be called back. While she waited, she browsed Instagram, Facebook, and Reddit. She gave some likes and laughs and plunged down the rabbit hole of Reddit's sexual side. She read stories about women being shared by multiple men, and as much as she knew her husband's desire for that, she knew it would never happen. Be it her upbringing or her conviction, she couldn't bring herself to actually take part, regardless of how hot it seemed. Just then, the receptionist called her name and guided her down the short hallway into the second room on the right. The nameplate of the door read, Dr. Howard Vance. Dr. Vance greeted her and asked her to take a seat on the sofa across from his chair. He wore a white coat like most doctors do, and his name was embroidered on the left breast. Only he wore a sweater and jeans rather than scrubs, and traded the stethoscope for a pen and a pad. Well, yeah, he's like a hypnotherapist, so why would he need a stethoscope
or scrubs? Yeah, they typically dress pretty casual.
Yeah.
Weird, no.
They sat and chatted for a few minutes before he began to delve into her reasons for being there. Okay, Lisa, help me understand what you're hoping to gain from our session today, and let's define it on a spectrum, if you will. Worst case scenario, best case scenario, and an acceptable compromise somewhere in between. Can you do that for me? Lisa described her fear of rejection and how she felt it had impacted her life, from relationships to decisions she's made and potentially held back on, to her lack of confidence in certain areas. Specifically, not feeling sexy or desirable, regardless of what her husband told her. She talked about wanting the willpower to stick to her eating plan and workout routine to lose weight, to take care of herself first and not put her family and others before her. This sounds like just the average woman.
It really does.
She's like, I'm crazy.
And the man's like, yeah, you are. I'll help you.
It's like back in the olden days when women would go in and they were like, I'm feeling sad. So they would just like diddle them until they had an orgasm and they were cured.
He said, you want me to diddle you? That's my therapy.
What a therapy session. Well, I think we can achieve some of these things today, Dr. Vance claimed. But it's important we look at them on a spectrum, as I described. So what's acceptable to you in terms of success here? Are you okay with feeling more confidence even though you are rejected? Or do you need to be able to look at that rejection in its face and have it out on the spot? Oh, I'm not interested in fighting it out. I'd be perfectly fine just not caring if I actually was rejected or overlooked or dismissed or misjudged. Imagine a world where you were just like, that's fine. You don't have to like me and I don't care.
God, I would pay so much money to feel like that.
But would you give a blowjob?
I mean, yeah. If that was like guaranteed that I would, after anytime somebody rejected me or whatever it may be, and I was like, I don't care. Yeah, I would. I 100% would. Just one blowy?
Yeah.
Are you telling me you wouldn't?
Oh, I would.
Okay. I was like, bitch.
Perfect, he exclaimed. Your mindset and expectations are in alignment with reality. Those are expectations we can meet soon, if not today. He sat her back on the couch and asked her to lie down with her hands on her sides, fully relaxed, and to envision herself sinking down deeper into the cushion. This sounds like Get Out.
Yes, it fucking does.
He's like, go to the dark place.
Nightmare.
His tone was soothing yet commanding, and the subtle music of a string quartet played quietly behind him. He spoke directly and guided her mentally into a dreamscape through a beautiful garden to a bench next to a pond being fed by a babbling brook. It was so peaceful and serene she lost her sense of surroundings and wondered how she'd gotten there. She could hear Dr. Vance's voice, but couldn't see him anywhere. But somehow that didn't concern her. It seemed fine and perfectly normal for some reason. She couldn't quite make out what he was saying as it sounded so distant, but she felt so peaceful she decided to close her eyes and sit back on the bench for a spell. Snap! She was suddenly back on Dr. Vance's couch, and he was asking her if she'd like a cookie or a snack of some sort before she left. No thank you. It's not on my meal plan. I have to stay focused to reach that goal. Dr. Vance grinned and nodded in agreement. He told her to book a secondary appointment on her way out for 3 weeks. If it wasn't needed, she could cancel, and if she felt no real change had happened, the next appointment was free of charge. She gathered her purse and coat and headed back up front. She shook his hand and thanked him for his time. She noticed he had a firm grip, a very nice smile, a close-trimmed beard over his chiseled jawline, and he was quite handsome. Did he hypnotize her into thinking he was sexy?
I feel like some weird, shady shit happened. Because what the fuck?
She didn't notice that before, and all of a sudden she's like, no. Damn, he's kind of hot.
Yeah. Also, she's sticking to her meal plan.
So, I mean, he obviously did something.
Yeah. He must have been in his late 40s or early 50s. No ring on his finger, as if that were important. As she walked down to the receptionist area, she noticed the clasp of her bra had come undone. Oh, no. She snuck into the bathroom, reached under her shirt, and clasped the plastic hook together between her breasts. Odd? Maybe, but no big deal. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, I would be like, I don't remember anything that happened during this appointment, and my bra's undone. That's weird.
And if it was in between her boobs, and it's not like she, like, shimmied on the couch in such a way, someone reached under her shirt.
That man touched her boobs.
He did. She booked her next appointment up front before heading out to run some errands before going home. She'd had the last appointment of the day after she was done with work and didn't realize it would take quite as long as it had. It was almost 7 p.m. Had she really been there for 2 hours? It certainly didn't seem like it. She had to run by the store for a wine pickup and the car needed gas, but she figured her husband could take care of that next time he went out. She pulled into the parking lot and found a place up front to park. She made her way to the wine and spirit section. There were only 2 bottles of her wine on the shelf. Only 2 bottles? How old? You get through the night.
I know, only 2. What the fuck? If I had 1 bottle, I'd be fucked up.
Yeah, I would have a hangover for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I have 2 glasses and I'm like, eh.
She stepped out to the desk to find the clerk. He was a young man, mid-20s, goatee, well-built. She motioned toward him, and he stepped over to her aisle. There's only 2 bottles of Bogle here. What's Bogle?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Any chance you have some in the back? Why do you need more than 2 bottles?
I know. What are you doing?
I'm not sure, but I'd be happy to check for a stunning lady such as yourself, he replied. Just then, she felt a bit hazy and looked in her cart to see 6 bottles in her carrier. Her shirt was twisted and pulled slightly to the left. She felt saliva on her chin and wiped it away with her sleeve. As she pulled her shirt straight, she felt the waistline of her leggings were rolled over, and that seemed unusual.
What the fuck?
What is happening?
What is happening?
I am unsettled.
In these moments, is this... Okay, this is what I feel like is happening. I have a theory that he, like, hypnotized her to whenever she, like, wants something or needs some sort of, like, acceptance, that she goes into this headspace, does some type of sexual act or something, and then she just comes back too, but doesn't know what she just did or anything like that.
That wasn't part of her plan.
No. No, it wasn't.
Oh, no.
I could be way off.
Is there anything else I can get for you, ma'am? No, I guess not. Thanks again. It was my pleasure, I assure you. Please come back anytime. I'm happy to help.
See? Did she suck that man off?
Just the man at Total Wine?
Yeah.
She headed to the self-checkout, confused, and looked at her Apple Watch to see it was now 7:47. How did she lose the last 40 minutes in the wine section? She didn't even remember the clerk leaving to get the wine, let alone bringing it back to her. And what happened to her clothing? None of this made any sense. Regardless, she needed to head home. She checked out and got in the car. She sent her husband a message saying she was running behind, but would be home shortly. It had started to rain, and she hated driving in the rain at night. She pulled into the garage and stepped into the house. Her husband had dinner ready and was placing it on the table for her. Oh, trad husband. We love that.
I know.
She pulled her wine into the butler's pantry. Butler's pantry?
Yes, she is. I could never.
No. I don't even have a regular pantry. I have a tall cabinet.
There you go.
And she sat down to eat. She chatted with him about her appointment and mentioned how bizarre it was at the store, and she wasn't quite sure what happened. She finished eating and headed upstairs to change and use the bathroom. As she went to the bathroom and pulled down her pants, she noticed her panties were very wet with white stains inside them.
No. No. What the fuck happened?
She hadn't remembered being aroused at any point earlier, but she also couldn't remember a decent chunk of time, so she shrugged it off and changed into her PJs. She wore a green short and top set her husband had gotten her and headed downstairs. She was looking forward to relaxing as she and hubby could have the night to themselves mostly. As she stepped off the last step, there was a knock at the door. Please, no. She looked through the window to see a UPS driver holding a large box. She opened the door to see a man, over 6 feet tall, broad shoulders, 30-something. Hello. What have you got there? She asked. Good evening. I'm sorry. I'm running behind tonight. You're my last stop. I didn't want to leave this on the porch to get soaked in the rain. Can I bring it in for you? What? They do not do that.
No, I would also say set it down and walk away. No, you're not coming in.
I think that's a crime. I think you can get fired from UPS for that. Plus, your husband's home. Whatever. Sure, she said as she stepped back and opened the door. He stepped into the entryway and sat the box down to the right. He stood up and took a brief look around. Her husband walked around from where he was sitting on the couch just as the driver spoke again. You have a stunning home. It's really beautiful. Get out of my home, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Just then, her husband witnessed something that shocked him. She dropped to her knees and reached for the UPS driver's belt and began to unbuckle it. He stepped toward her and closed the door behind him.
I think I called it.
She just goes into a trance and sucks the nearest dick around. He stepped toward her and closed the door behind him. The driver looked at her and then her husband. Her husband, eyes wide open, shrugged as if to say, I don't know, as she unzipped his pants and pulled his cock out. My husband would be swinging fists.
Yeah, at both 100%. Of us. Yeah. Andrew would like grab me by my hair and like beat my ass.
That's as he should. As he should.
That sounded terrible. He wouldn't do that, everyone. This would never happen. I don't ever want to imagine this happening.
But like, how is the UPS driver not like, what the fuck?
Yeah, why is he being like, okay?
I don't know. She began sucking the tip of his limp dick and felt it grow and stiffen in her mouth. She worked it like a professional, licking it from top to bottom and shoving it to the back of her throat. She took all 7 inches or more inside of her mouth as if she'd never had a gag reflex and tried to swallow him whole. Her husband watched in shock and awe. He was both jealous and extremely turned on at the same time. He walked up beside her, put his hand on her shoulder and said, Lisa, babe, what are you doing?
Even threw a babe in there. Wow. Okay, but at the beginning of the story, I do remember her saying that, like, this was one of his fantasies, his wife being with multiple men, you know?
Okay.
But I feel like in this way, it's not the same. Not the same at all. Wasn't planned. Wasn't discussed.
No. She just started sucking off the UPS guy.
He just says, Lisa, babe, what are you doing? What the fuck?
Oh my god. Oh god. She ignored him and continued to let the UPS man thrust into her throat. She was moaning now and gasping for air. The driver was moaning as well and announced his desire to come. Yes, come for me, she exclaimed. Come on my tits. She pulled her shirt down and held her tits up for him. She squeezed them together and pulled on her hardening nipples. The UPS man stroked himself as she licked the tip of his cock and then exploded all over her chest, covering her in hot, sticky cum as it ran down her nipples and pooled inside her cleavage.
Oh my god.
Suddenly, she pulled her shirt up, stood up, and stared at him. He zipped and buckled his pants and thanked her profusely. Is that all then? She said. Just the one box? Yeah, that's it. Thanks again, he replied. She snapped right out of it.
Yes, she did.
She let him out and thanked him for bringing the box in. As she closed the door, she noticed her husband behind her. He was nice. Kind of him not to want our delivery to be soaked. Most people would have just left it in the rain, she stated.
Her husband's like, yeah.
What? Are you okay? He replied. That was an extreme way to thank someone for bringing a box inside for you. I mean, it was freaking amazing to watch, but what the hell, Lisa? Yeah, what the hell, Lisa?
Honestly, tell us.
What are you talking about? She stared blankly at him. I said thanks like twice and he left. Maybe I said it 3 times? That's not extreme. Babe, you literally spent the last 10 minutes sucking his dick right here in our entryway. He came all over your tits, he explained. What? Don't be dramatic. Maybe in your dreams. He pulled her shirt down, exposing her breasts, still dripping with the driver's hot cum. She looked down in complete shock. What? What? There's no way that happened. How did this get on me? What are you trying to pull? She was mortified. How would he have done that to you?
Ma'am, you sucked dick.
She's like, where's Ashton? Am I being punked right now?
I'm being punked. You guys stop.
Babe, I'm telling you, you let him in, he sat the box down and said something about the house, and you immediately dropped to your knees and started giving him head. I've never seen anything like that, especially from you.
He's like, I love it.
He's a cuck.
He is a cuck.
I mean, did I? I don't remember doing anything like that. She was so confused. She went to go clean up, and they decided to call it a night early. Maybe some sleep would help her remember or understand what was going on. They headed to bed and cuddled and chatted a while in the dark. As she laid on her husband's arm, he told her how hot it was to watch her suck some random guy off and take his cum all over her chest. To watch her take what she wanted without any fear or remorse and let the slut inside of her out to play. He was getting hard as they talked about it. She began to get wet herself and could feel her pussy begin to tingle as he told her how hot she was and described what she'd done in vivid detail for her. This was not what I was expecting.
No, not at all.
I thought maybe the hypnotherapist would be like,
you're gonna fuck me now.
Yeah, but he was like, you're gonna suck every dick you see and you're not gonna remember it.
You're not gonna know at all. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Also, think about that.
I think I would kill myself.
Yeah. You could suck so many STD-ridden dicks.
She put her hand on his dick and began stroking it for him. She pulled his cock out of his boxer briefs and she could feel pre-cum on the tip. She used his wetness to rub the tip of his cock and she heard him sigh. He played with her left nipple as she stroked him, and he squeezed and played with her breast. He thanked her for making his fantasy come true, even though she didn't really intend to do so. Her pussy was soaked and she could feel all the pulse in her clit. She needed his cock inside her immediately. She rose to her knees and pulled her panties off. He felt her creamy pussy.
Ew!
And brought his fingers to his mouth to taste her. She was delicious. She straddled him and felt his hardness under her clit as she slid back and forth on him, using him like a dildo. She could feel the electricity build within her as she ground down on his dick before she slipped it inside. Back and forth, in and out, she rode him hard and fast, then slowly and deliberately. She could feel the head of his cock against her cervix and rubbing against her G-spot. She felt the pressure building inside her body and she knew she would come soon. She placed her hands on his shoulders and drove her hips down, grinding forward and back as his dick slipped in and out of her sopping wet hole.
Goodness.
He could feel her juices dripping down his legs and over his balls. His excitement was unbound, and he was about to come. You're gonna make me come, he said. Yes, come in my pussy. Come inside me. She ground harder and faster as she felt the electricity move from her pussy throughout her body as she began to convulse under the power of her own orgasm. She was gasping for air and moaning loudly as she commanded him again. Come inside me. He did as he was asked and shot his creamy load inside of her.
Ugh.
Over and over again, his cum gushed into her pussy.
Gross.
She was filled with cum and could feel it leaking out of her as she settled down onto his chest to catch her breath. After cleaning up, they chatted briefly. She decided she would call Dr. Vance and see if she could get in to see him immediately to figure out what was going on. Her husband agreed to go with her so she would feel more comfortable. He's gonna like what he sees.
Yes, he's gonna be like, yeah, you're gonna suck his dick.
She drifted off to sleep as he played with her hair and caressed her back. Hopefully tomorrow would bring some much needed answers. To be continued.
Good God. Good. That's like a nightmare.
Everyone was violated in this situation.
Yeah. Luckily, they all liked it. Like, imagine she just goes down and it's like trying to suck a guy's dick and he's like, whoa, 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 stop. But she's in this trance and she can't stop and she's just like, no, I'm gonna suck your dick.
Yeah, and I feel like most normal guys would be like, please stop.
This is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not inside the head of a man, so I don't know. But I feel like most normal men would be like, get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
Same woman.
Yeah. That's a fucking wild story. Thanks, Reddit.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So our last one is, she gets controlled by a video game that makes her masturbate uncontrollably for a week. And it's body control, masturbation, stimulation. Nice. Nadine, a 27-year-old woman with red hair and piercing green eyes, settled into her favorite booth at the local diner. The smell of coffee and bacon filled her nostrils as she placed her order with the grumpy waitress. As a video game designer, she'd never had trouble focusing or maintaining her willpower. But lately, she'd found herself increasingly drawn to her phone, playing an addictive new game she'd discovered. She told herself it was just harmless fun, but she couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to it than met the eye. It started innocently. She'd lose a few games here and there, but never thought much of it. That was until she began to be a top
winner each day. At first, it was just extra lives or power-ups, but she soon got cash prizes for being on the app for so long. As the weeks went by, Nadine found herself spending more and more time with the game. Her friends and coworkers grew concerned, often making jokes about her newfound addiction. Finally, her luck ran out. After 10 weeks of some decent results but a few big wins, Nadine was the biggest loser of the week. For the first time, she caught a glimpse of the game's true nature. The next time she logged in, the screen was black except for the following words. The loser cannot wear sweaters for this week. What the fuck? She thought nothing of it at first, assuming it was just another part of the game's odd sense of humor. But when she pulled on a sweater the next day for work, she physically couldn't do it. Something in her mind also kept telling her not to do that, to choose something else to wear, anything but a sweater. A bit eerie and definitely something to do with the game, Nadine thought.
I would delete the app immediately.
And then I would like check myself into some like a mental facility, something.
Help, I can't wear sweaters.
Help, something's telling me I can't. The following week, Nadine, spooked about the game, found her concentration lacking in the weekly challenge, and she ended up as the biggest loser again. This time around, the screen immediately showed an utterly shocking instruction. The loser must masturbate anywhere and everywhere for all this week.
I would just say, no, I'm not gonna.
She has to.
I know. It's what her hand's gonna be like.
Sounds like it.
Nadine's stomach sunk. She was a game designer who had a 9-to-5 job. Should she call in sick for the week? Maybe it wasn't going to be that bad. I'll see what it's like today and go from there, she thought.
You know that you can't put on a sweater, so definitely call in to work.
100% right then and there, I would have like texted my boss or whatever and been like, I'm not coming. I have COVID. So far, as she drove to work, she didn't feel any masturbatory urges, so maybe the temptations wouldn't be that frequent, she rationalized. Right when she set foot into her office, she knew she was in deep trouble. She became heated, imagining sexual fantasies she only saved for herself in her bed creeping up. She really wanted to have sex with something, anything. Sitting at her desk was terrible. She kept shifting around, wanting to rub her clit on a surface while typing. After touching herself beneath her desk, the feel of her brush stroking against her underwear but not her actual skin was almost too much to handle. She went to the bathroom, went into a stall, and fully pleasured herself into completion. Okay, and please tell me you went home right after that.
Also, a stall. There could have been someone in the next stall, and they're like, oh my god, Nadine!
Nadine, why do you sound like that? After her climax from the bathroom, she thought maybe she could get a break, but whatever was controlling her wasn't letting up. She had to pace around her office to keep her mind distracted from sex, but her fingers found themselves beneath her shirt, rubbing her nipples. Her eyes darted nervously around to make sure no one was watching. The worst was yet to come.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
She had a lunch meeting with her boss, who she always thought was attractive, but would never consider crossing the line with. Nadine was the utmost professional. As they discussed her latest designs for an upcoming game in the cafe, she felt her body heat up and her nipples harden beneath her thin fabric. Her mind wandered, imagining what it would be like if she could have her boss's cock in her mouth, what he might do to her. Before she knew it, he had paid the check and her heart was pounding wildly in her chest as they left the cafe. Are you okay, Nadine? Your face looks very red, her boss Sam said. I'm not feeling good, Sam. I think I'm sick, Nadine managed to spit out. Sam put his hand against her forehead. It does feel like you're heating up. Good job on the designs, and feel free to take the rest of the day off work if you're not feeling good. The skin-to-skin contact unraveled her. With a strength and quickness she couldn't explain, she dragged Sam into an alleyway and pushed him against the wall.
Oh no.
Curling her fingers into his shirt. Yep. With one swift movement, she pulled his tie loose, wrapped it around her hand to use as a makeshift bondage restraint, and then began to grind herself against his leg. She then moved his hand to palm her heat, looking up at him to see if he would continue on his own. This is making me cringe. Nadine, as your superior, this is extremely unprofessional and inappropriate, Sam stated calmly. That said, it seems you haven't been yourself all today and seem sick, so I'll forgive this instance. Please, Sam, Nadine pleaded. I think the sickness I'm feeling has to do with being unable to relieve myself. Please help me, she pleaded with tears in her eyes.
He's like, what the fuck?
You know this isn't usually me. I don't know why I'm feeling this way, and I think it's that game I've been playing. I think it's controlling my mind in some way and making me do things I don't. Please. Sam looked closely at his crying employee. Nadine was always very earnest and trustworthy, not one to manipulate or lie in the 3 years he had worked
worked with her. He looked around the alley, seeing there wasn't anyone else there. Okay, he agreed. Thank you so much. Nadine's tears dripped down her face as she pushed more firmly into him. Oh God, you're so wet, he murmured, his eyes wide with shock and desire. Sam moved his hand lower, cupping her buttock.
Her buttock? Just one buttock.
He angled her body, revealing her drenched panties, before pushing a finger inside her. Nadine cried out, arching her back as he penetrated her. Oh God, Sam, she cried, her hips bucking against his hand. He just chuckled darkly and started to thrust his finger in and out, finding her sweet spot as he gently palmed her breasts. Chuckled darkly? What was that?
Ominous.
That was spooky. That's it, Nadine. Let it out. I know that's what you've needed all day. His other hand moved up, cupping the other breast and pinching the nipple roughly. Nadine moaned, her eyes rolling back in her head as the pleasure built up inside her. She felt him add another finger, stretching her wider, faster. Fuck, you're so tight, he growled, his fingers finding her G-spot. Do you want more? He hovered his thumb over her entrance, but didn't push yet. Wait, his thumb? What?
So is he gonna fist her?
It sounds like he's gonna fist her.
Oh, no.
She couldn't form words, only breathe heavily. Her head was spinning with need and desire. Please, she managed to whisper, the word barely audible over the sound of her own heart pounding. He leaned down and pressed his lips against her neck, kissing her tenderly. Anything for my hardworking and most talented employee, he murmured before pushing his thumb inside her, filling her completely. She screamed, her body tensing and convulsing around his hand as an intense orgasm ripped through her. I think he fisted her.
Oh, no.
Go off. The end.
Wow. These were all very problematic.
Somebody commented and said, yeah, we need more.
Do we?
Unhinged. I can't imagine someone, if somebody was like, please, I need this. I need you to help me get my rocks off. I can't imagine an employer being like, you know what? I'll help you.
You make a good video game.
You make fun games, so it's the least I can do for you. I will stick my whole hand up your puss.
All right, well, tune in next week to find out what else Reddit Erotica has to offer, because no shortage.
There is no shortage. We got new stories every day, baby.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.